It's 9 a.m. in Hong Kong. It's 1 a.m. in the middle of the night in England. I'm in Hong Kong talking to Rob Neil the magician, who is somewhere in the UK, 8 hours behind me. We are talking on the phone. He can't see me, and I can't see him. I've got a pack of bicycle rider-back playing cards, and it looks like they're brand new. They've still got the cellophane on, and I'll just crinkle it in front of the microphone there. So I'm going to open these up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take off the cellophane, break the seal.
Ouch.
There we go.
I'm impressed with their new.
There we go. So here they are. These are brand new playing cards. So what do I do, Rob?
Okay, so obviously, first of all, you've got a brand new deck, so you should have two advert cards.
That's right, I do.
On one side.
Yep.
And two jokers on the other. So remove those four.
Okay, off go the two adverts. Off go the two jokers.
Okay, so start off and shuffle the cards up so you know they're mixed.
Alright, gonna shuffle up. That's not a very good shuffle. I'm glad this isn't on video. They see how rubbish I am. Okay, there we go.
Okay, so you're happy they're mixed-ish,
yep.
You know,
yep.
They're not in...
No, but I shuffle them.
So that's good enough. Good enough. So if we were playing, like, a game of poker, we would need a hand each, or a pile of cards each.
Yeah.
So, can you deal two piles of cards face down?
Okay.
Okay, as if you were playing poker, one pile for you, and one pile for me.
All right.
But however many cards you deal for yourself, you need to deal me the same.
Okay.
Try and keep it between 1 and 10, because we don't want to be here.
For hours. You need to go to bed.
Weeks.
Oh, here we go.
That's fine. Okay. More than 1 than 10.
2 for you. That's a good number. 3 for you, 3 for me, 4 for you.
But the end number, I know you've just said a couple of numbers, but whatever you end up with, don't let me know.
I'm not going to let you know. Okay.
No.
Okay. Right, so that's it. You don't know how many.
Miles and they've got the same amount of cards in.
Yep, I've done that.
Excellent. Obviously, I can't see what pile you would be choosing.
No.
But point to one, and whatever one you commit to by pointing at.
Okay.
Could you pick that pile up?
Okay.
And look at the bottom card and remember it. Don't say it, just remember that bottom card.
Okay.
So you've got it on the bottom of the pile.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Could you put that pile that you're holding back on top of the deck?
On top of the deck.
Yep, so you got that?
Yep.
You've put it back on top of the deck you just dealt from.
Yep.
Excellent. Could you now deal off the cards from that deck that you're holding down one by one, and I'm going to try and guess what card is yours.
Okay.
But it's kind of on my command of deal, so every time I say deal, I'd like you to deal one card face down, and we'll make a new pile.
Okay.
Okay, so you ready?
Yeah.
So we go to the first one, so deal.
Okay.
Deal.
Okay.
Deal.
Okay.
Deal.
Okay.
Deal.
Okay.
Deal again.
Okay.
Deal again.
Okay.
Deal again.
Okay.
Deal again.
Okay.
Deal one more.
Okay.
And we'll go one more. Deal
okay.
one more.
Okay.
So you've done that, that's fair.
Yeah.
So now hopefully we should have gone past your card.
Okay.
If we've done about 11-15 cards.
Alright.
So we should have gone past your card. So pick up that newly dealt pile.
Okay.
And place it back on top of the deck you just dealt from.
Okay.
So now you should have, Ben, a whole deck in your hand, correct?
Hang on.
have you left some out?
Hang on.
Is there still a pile on the table?
Yeah, I've still got your... I've still
That's
got...
That's fine, don't touch it. Is it still there?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm not sure if this will work. Could you put that pile that was left out, put it on top of the deck that you've been dealing from?
Yeah.
Okay, so now you've got the whole deck.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So after this, I'm not sure if it'll work. could you deal off one card for each letter face down?
Okay.
And sure. Spell it out loud.
Yeah.
Could you deal off, this is my card? So one card for each letter.
Okay.
Spell it out
T-
loud.
T H I S I S M Y C A R. Oh no, no way. Oh my god. That's amazing.
The D was your card, was it?
Yes, the letter D is my card. Wow, that's Rob Neil, the close-up magician. And I have a great talk to him about his incredible career in magic and how he handles all the different kinds of events that come along. Now, to keep my costs down, the whole episode is not available here, but if you go to my website, www.thebigbenshow.com, scroll down and you will find the whole hour-long episode there. Alright, check it out, you will learn so much. Take care. Goodbye.